WNST, Taos in Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we're Preaknessing a little bit around here. I wish more people were Preaknessing. I'm crab racing at Fadley's on Wednesday, and I'm sure there'll be incredible video evidence of my crab jockey silks down at the old Lexington Market, next to the new Lexington Market, right around the corner from the new CFG Bank Arena, where I spent the weekend with Janet Jackson concerting. But while I was concerting, let's see, with Seal in Washington, Seal in Philly, because he was just that freaking good. And then Janet Jackson, and then John Waite, and soon to be Bruno Mars. This guy was at the Big Banana. And I don't know if he had big britches spending $800 a ticket on Taylor Swift or not, but I know he has daughters. And Bill Cole, as I drink my Royal Farms coffee and try to wake up here a little bit today in the cold roofing mug, I would say to you, did it sound like this? Because every video I saw, it sounded like a Beatles concert meets a John Mayer concert meets a Sean Cassidy concert meets a New Kids on the Block concert. And you know what? I love me some Taylor Swift. I really do. And I looked for tickets. And I was going to go up on my own Friday or Saturday. If a $150 ticket popped out, I was in for to go sit on the roof and watch her. How'd you do? How did you do with the girls at Taylor Swift?
So I think we talked a about my Harry Styles adventure
And you
in
didn't know who Harry
Austin.
Styles was, and neither
Right.
did I, by the way. So you
And
didn't know.
that was the whole group that's doing the arena. And that was like more learning about the great things that were coming to Baltimore. And Harry Styles was the sort of accidental consequence of that. But
There was a lot of shrieking there at
that
one.
was indoor. It was indoor.
Austin,
And
Texas.
yeah, I mean the decibel and eardrum damage that occurred from that one was definitely worse than Taylor
Well, you had
Swift.
open air at
Correct,
Lincoln
correct.
Financial Field. Yes.
So that's a good lesson for all the dads out there to understand and learn is like if you're going to go to a concert like that, make sure it's outside, then you'll survive better. I would say that my takeaway was like, okay, so number one, I sat on Ticketmaster and did the whole thing
Ugh.
where I'm stuck on the internet and I got lucky and we got tickets and that's why we went, fundamentally.
And where were the seats? Bad.
I mean, they weren't
It's
great.
a stadium. So, I mean, like
Yeah.
I always go back to there's nothing good that ever happens at a stadium. No offense.
No,
No
I mean,
offense to the
look.
Springsteen thing coming up or Billy Joel or any of that. Like, it's just, it can't
Yeah.
be what I had at Seal on at a stadium. It's never, and I've seen Bruce at 100 stadiums, right? So.
I mean, it is totally a, let's see, and she played from 7 to like 11:30,
Dude, I've seen
right?
all the videos. It's unbelievable, and it's a Super Bowl production. I mean,
Correct.
and I
That's
hate those.
exactly.
I've been to 27 Super Bowls. There's no good Super Bowl halftime. I mean, maybe the Bruce Springsteen one in Tampa, but because I was 50 feet away. But like, I sat at the top and watched Eminem. I've sat at the top and watched Janet Jackson. I've sat at the top and watched it all. Tom Petty. It's not. It
That's
is what it is.
where I was going. It's a 4.5 hour halftime Super Bowl show. I mean that's what you're watching. And lucky me, my girls thought it was the most amazing thing in the whole entire world. They have no sense of like the music being better in a smaller environment or any of the stuff that you're speaking to or how bad our seats really were relative to other things and
Well,
all that.
she's an
But
incredible musician, right? And she's an incredibly talented woman who now is in a Broadway show. It's all about running out on the runway. I saw all the videos. I saw her dive in the pool. Dude,
right.
it's insane. She's Mickey Mantle. She's Shohei Ohtani. She really is. But I don't know that I needed to fork out $200 and do it. And I'll tell you this, I went to Seal Thursday night after seeing him Wednesday, and I just had a crazy week. Like, I just fell into a concert where I'm like, this might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. So I went back the next night and it was better the second night, which was amazing. But that I stopped at the Joe Biden rest area to urinate on the way home Thursday night. And the concerts kind of ended. Seal ended. I was uptown Philly. I avoided all the traffic. And I saw the Swifties all rolling into the rest stop, with the parents. It was you and
Right.
eight girls in a minivan. It was just a
Yeah.
sea, and everybody had to pee.
Right. So my takeaways are definitely like I undervalued how amazing a musician she is. Like, I didn't realize how many albums. I didn't really know the story of COVID and where she like put out two albums during COVID, and like the spectrum of her music.
She's a
I didn't
worker, man.
totally
She is a worker.
really. And you sit there and you can't help but like realized here's like, I don't know, 80, 90,000 people, and she's got them in the palm of her hand.
Every
And
night at $800 a throw for 5 months, then she's going to go over to Europe and do it and come back. The merch stand started at 8 in the morning. Like, she is a machine and she's earned
Listen,
it. She's earned it.
right. Look, there the outside of the stadium. There were people who
Dancing.
drove there, parked in the parking lot, and just tailgated and listened to the concert. There were 20,000 plus people outside the stadium listening to the concert.
Would have been glad to pay $300 or $400 to get in, but it was only available at
Right.
eight. Right.
I mean, it was.
It's the Beatles in the modern era, right? Like, it's really the power of the internet because in the old days, it was a radio station, a television, Ed Sullivan or Johnny Carson, whatever would get you over. She's gotten herself over on the
Well,
internet, YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, and the parents get sucked in because her music doesn't suck. I mean, her
right.
first song. The Romeo Juliet's like the first, she wrote that when she was like 15 years old,
Yeah,
and like
man.
she's a savant, and
I
for
you
her to cash
cannot.
in, because I've seen a lot of savants not cash in. I've seen a lot of really talented people that I had one of them on last week, Kurt Newman from the Bodines. They topped out at playing clubs, and but they're great musicians and they're phenomenal. I saw her with Def Leppard 10 years ago doing that CMT crossover show that Darius Rucker did
Right.
with the Black Crowes the other night. Still a very successful franchise. And I saw her fall in with Def Leppard and then fall in love with this 19-year-old girl and say, oh my God. And here she is playing stadiums,
Just
15 years later.
right, so much respect that and not that I never really liked her, I just didn't really care. But to your point, in a fragmented universe where you have social media, like nobody else decided, maybe this is true, but nobody else decided that Taylor Swift should be the one, right? She went out and made that happen. And continues to just create music and doesn't mind genres and like writes about people and her life, and she was really personable. She like talks to the crowd a lot. She's from like Reading,
Yeah,
Pennsylvania or
she's a little
whatever.
girl
So it
from
was like,
Pennsylvania.
yeah,
Yeah.
so this was like her hometown show, and she remembers watching Eagle games and blah blah blah. And I mean it was I was
She
it
won
was
you over.
it was fun. Yeah. I mean,
She
look,
won you over. All
I'll
right,
put it to
good.
you like this. She could have played for 2 hours and I would have been totally content. Like the length was a little bit painful for me, but it was fine, right? It
She
was fine.
lays out, man. I mean, I saw that the first night of the tour out in Arizona. Bill Cole's here. He dragged his children, or they dragged him, kicking and screaming all the way to Taylor Swift. He puts the coffee in the mug here, Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. They do commercial roofing. They do all sorts of solar projects. I try to learn things and keep up with what's going on. It really is. You and I did a thing about kids' sports last week and the Orioles and the Ravens and Lamar and all that. As we get into springtime now, I have a whole new sort of kick with the weather and my schedule being wide open, right? Like, I don't, the summer to me is this unfolding tapestry of different things, events coming back, weekend wine in the woods, concerts, Shania Twain, just things that are going on. But the Oriole baseball thing sort of sitting over top of it reminds me of my childhood where like my wife and I got off a yoga mat the other night and we had some food. We stopped and got some Chinese food. And sometimes we eat it in the basement, like off season. And the Oriole game was in progress. It was the fifth inning or whatever. She's like, we're going to watch the game, right? And I'm like, man, I ain't heard that in 20 years.
Right,
Like,
sure.
are you getting any of that or are you feeling that? Because Dennis went to the game Sunday and Monday. Leonard Raskin came on all lubed up about Shohei Ohtani and he's going to the game. I'd like to go see Ohtani play, although I know he'll be a Yankee soon and we'll have more chances. And then he goes in five hits, pitches. I mean, baseball's a little back on the tongue, and I don't know about the Preakness this week. I mean, I'm going. I went to John Waite the other night. I these beleaguered sports brands that I have hovered over for all of my professional life, wondering every year, is the Preakness Stanger coming? Wondering every year, are the Orioles ever going to get healed? Man, at least it feels like for 5 minutes, the Orioles are in a space where they're winning people over. And even after the game, before Rob Long comes on, they put Ryan Mountcastle on the post game. And I say to my wife, this kid seems like a nice kid. And I don't know any of these people. And this is all the more reason for John Angelos to let me back in and not have me out, is to say, oh, I could go on the air and say he is a nice kid, like I used to say about Ben McDonald or about Mark Williamson or Todd Froworth or Mark Messina or any of those guys whom I liked a lot, still like a lot, the ones that are still with us. But for the Orioles, are they winning you over like Taylor Swift or something? They're winning me over,
right?
Than that, as much as they can win me over.
I get it. So, like, my two pieces of evidence. So let me preface with first, me, no, not yet. Like,
oh,
work,
wow.
Work is just really busy. I think that we got a lot of stuff going on, and then maybe.
Do you know if they won or lost last night?
I have no idea.
Okay, no idea. Fair enough. Okay, wow. Okay,
but I am getting ancillary evidence in that, like, this is silly, but it struck me. I was driving up 95, and the Orioles van that I guess the bird goes and does. You know,
the bird's
outings
on the side like this, sort of,
yeah,
like that.
And
yeah,
it, but it's like his mobile van to like take the bird places. I saw the van on 95, and I'm like, I can't remember the last time
I've never
I saw
seen that,
like,
van.
Right. Yeah, like, what is that? Look at that.
I haven't seen that since you saw the nasty van,
right? And I think I drove the nasty van one time, anyway.
Isn't it fun? Wasn't that fun? Because people waved to you and stuff, it was great.
Yeah.
I should reinstall that. I should bring the nasty van back. I should talk to Dennis about that.
More and more people are talking about going to the game. Like, they're complaining about how expensive it is. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. Like, but you haven't complained about how expensive it is to go to an Oriole game in 10 years. So
how much were the
going,
beers at Taylor Swift?
You were going, oh, I paid $39 for 6 bottles of water. So you do the math on that. It's ridiculous. But anyway, $6.50.
That's $6.50.
For a bottle of water. Yeah. So, you know, so that people don't like pass out all over.
After you
know,
spend
like,
$800 for the ticket, after you spend 50, I spent $50 to park. I went to see Seal and the tickets were incredibly affordable. I bought them last minute and I thought, well, a cheap night. And then I think tolls, gas, getting to Philly. I get up there, get a cheesesteak, do my usual rounds. And then I go to park and I'm in North Philly, between Temple and the city. It's the Met Center, the Met. And I thought it was going to be like a really nice experience. No. I mean, it was $50 to park in a cage 6 blocks away, walking past blue lights up Broad Street, some Temple kids around. It wasn't a good experience. And this speaks to the CFG Bank Arena, me going down there and people and Camden Yards and people having a good experience. It's important that people have a good experience. I didn't have a bad experience in Philly, but I wouldn't go back and pay $50 to park in a cage and drive to North Philly to see Sting. I will go to Wolf Trap to see Sting. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I said
I
to my wife, I wanted
weird.
To try it. I tried
right.
it. I mean, unless Elvis is playing, I ain't going back to the Met in Philly.
And I think that's weird because, like, we did one of those trips that I go on or whatever, where we go to the other cities and learn about it. And we did one in Philly, kind of like towards the back end of COVID. We took the train up and did all that. And I just underestimated, like, how big Philly is, how many
it's
people,
big.
Like the population. Like, we have no concept of how much bigger it is than Baltimore or DC or even us combined. Like, it is big. It shocks me with the number of nice things and the amount of, like, it's a very it's got a similar vibe of like the neighborhoody kind of thing that Baltimore has, right? Just like on a more bigger scale, I guess. It shocks me that they can't have that experience properly done, right? That, like, you, like, that they're missing a piece to that. Like, you would figure there's enough interest to have that be successful. And that ultimately, you should tell your friends, the Oakview or whatever, that they need to go up there and do that one next, because that is the game now, right? The game is to take these
Well, the game
arena
is they're
that.
trying to get a 55-year-old man to get his 50-year-old wife into a car and drive and pay and sit on friggin' Ticketmaster with the mafia, literally, for hours trying to get a ticket. And then you get to the event and you're going to get whisked down, wand down. If it's cold out, they're going to make you stand out in the cold before you get in. I mean, I remember all of that from going to the Springsteen concert in D.C. 8 years ago with my wife. And I'm like, we're not doing this again. And you spend $800 on a Wednesday night. You haven't had dinner and it's $50 to park and you say to yourself, was it a good experience? Is it something I would do again tomorrow? And there are things I would do again tomorrow night, like go back to Janet Jackson at the CFG Bank Arena or even go down and see Seal at the Anthem. I would not go back and see Seal at the Met in Philadelphia. I would pick another place to see him, like the Beacon next week in New York.
Right. I think the stadiums are, you know, three run home runs, four run, you know, grand slams. They're different. That's a different offering, right? The offering we're talking about is, to your point, a Wednesday night. And okay, COVID stopped everything. Then we have pent up demand, so people are literally willing to do anything. And we made up all these excuses as to why their performance could be terrible. Like, well, we don't have enough staff and we can't do it. You know, and it's like,
if you're charging me $50 to park in the worst part of Philadelphia to walk six blocks to a show, F you. You know what I mean? Like, it should have been $50. The parking should have been 20, $25, maybe $30. And I wouldn't be talking about it on the radio. Instead, I felt ripped off. And when I feel ripped off, I'm from Dundalk. It pisses me off. And if you rip me off, you're done. You're done. You lie to me. You rip me off. You mislead me. We got a real problem. And so I felt like I got lured into the worst part of Philadelphia and I had no option other than to pay twice as much for parking as I paid for the ticket.
Which is why they charge what they charge, because you had no options. But I think that.
Well, I did have the $30 in the guy's backyard. Like I had that and I'm like, I ain't doing that.
I think the system is at the point where now we're going to come back to this place of evaluating, right? And actually making decisions. And as, you know, whatever recession or whatever problems are sort of ahead of us and everything, but everybody tightens their belt. Yeah, that place is going to suffer because they didn't take this chance to figure it out. And now it's the interconnectedness, right? Like when we met with the Oakview people and they talked about the arena, they didn't talk about it at pretending like Baltimore doesn't have public safety issues. And they didn't talk about like it, you know, they really talked about all the issues and then attempted to help solve for them, right? Make them better. It's the full experience. Where are they going to park? How can they walk in the state, you know, the arena, and blah, 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 and all that.
I saw 12,000 people down there having a beautiful experience at Janet Jackson. Outside. White people, black people, young people, old people, kids dancing, singing, Ludacris, the whole deal.
I haven't heard a bad story yet. I saw
the pride on Bill Wedell's face. Yeah. Literally, I had him on the show Friday at State Fair. I saw the pride on his face in seeing the logo and saying, you know, we're a part of this. You know, this might have happened without us, whatever. But to be a part of that and then the next Blink 182 next week and the next Bryan Adams and Joan Jett and the next Adam Sandler and the next Lizzo. And like it really, and I told him this on Friday, and I hope you watch the piece, and I have to jump. But the docket at the CFG Bank Arena looks like Madison Square Garden. Right. Like and I've never seen a marquee with that in Baltimore. And I said, Painters Mill, Merriweather, Capital Center, tie it all together. And whatever this roster is right now, it is the most aggressive, prosperous roster of artists, musicians that the city has ever seen, ever, ever. Right. There weren't musicians like this in the 60s when Elvis came and the Beatles and like all that. So I'm bullish on all of it. And then I see the baseball team that you've ignored. And I hope this time next week, you'll at least know they're playing the Yankees. And, you know, you'll be on board with the fact that get your daughters into this. All right. Get them into baseball for something.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, I'm doing John Angelos' job now. TJ Private selling you baseball. Bill Cole can be found at Cole Roofing and at Gordy Energy. He's also at the front of BaltimorePositive.com. He puts the Royal Farms coffee in the Royal Farms coffee in the Cole Roofing mug. I'm going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Your neck of the woods. We're coming to Fallstown on Tuesday. We're going to be at the local Hun Restaurant Association of Maryland Chef of the Year. I'm going to have a crab cake up there. I saw all sorts of goodies on the menu. I'm going to become hungry. 2 to 5 on Tuesday. That's an open invitation to you, Bill Cole, if you weren't, if Vegas doesn't wear you out. We're going to be there with our friends at Window Nation as well. 866-90-NATION is the way to get your windows. I'm wearing my Fadley's gear. Crab racing at Lexington Market. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.